morning, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting. November 12, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an indication led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wilson.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong, focused, and thankful for all the positive things that you provide for us. Dear Lord, I ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in signing the pledge of our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll begin our agenda today by the first thing I made is consider an approved specification for invitation to bid for a term contract for inmate shoes in Jefferson County. I believe to approve a bid due date extension for an invitation to bid for automobile rental concession in Jacksonburg Regional Airport from 11 a.m. Central Time Wednesday, December 4, 2019, to 11 a.m. Central Time Wednesday, December 11, 2019. I receive and consider approved contract extension for a term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County Bob Barker Company for an additional 4 weeks to expire January 7, 2020. Item D is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Bay CLN National Inc. as shown on attachment A. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County with John Paul Food Service LLC for an additional 1 year term from November 27, 2019 to November 26, 2020. With the option to extend for additional 1 year term. Item F is considered approved, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Southeast Texas Building Service Inc. for a first 1 year option from November 22nd, 2019 to November 21st, 2020. Item G is considered approved contract renewal for a term contract catalog pricing for janitorial supplies with Matera Paper Company for a first 1 year option from November 18, 2019 to November 17, 2020. Item H is considered approved, execute, receive, file a contract renewal for term contracts, catalog pricing, and board of supplies for Jefferson County's Auto Core Services LLC, Certified Laboratories, the Home Depot Pro, ICS Gel Supplies, Interborough Packaging Corporation, Sanitary Supply, and Unipack Corporation for a first 1 year option from November 18, 2019 to November 17, 2020. Item I is considered approved, execute, receive, file change order number 4 for Ford Fields concession stand with NT Construction for an increase of 6 working days due to inclement weather, bringing the number of working days for this project from 232 days to 238 days. It does not change the cost of the project. Item J is consider and execute, receive, and file IBM Services Printer Maintenance Agreement renewal from 11-19-2019 to 11-18-2020 for Jefferson County with Sirius in the amount of $18,136.37. Item K has changed to consider and approve a contract between Holiday Inn and Tweets in Jefferson County for the Dispute Resolution Center for Jefferson County Volunteer Appreciation Dinner to be held on December 3rd, 2019 for an estimated cost of $3,019.50. Item L is to consider and approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Horns Auction Inc. scheduled for Saturday, December 7th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on both items under purchase?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Aldridge, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. On K, is that's a budgeting item?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The Constable Precinct 2, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Patrick Britton as the Reserve Deputy Constable, Constable Precinct 2, in accordance with local government code section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Offer. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I've got a couple of questions. Constable, if you would come to the podium. As I understand it, how many of our constable offices have reserves? Who keeps track of those numbers? Like, how many reserves each constable precinct has?
We only have two.
Yep.
Per contract, we only have two.
Only two. Thank you for that. Okay. So the reserves, do they function at your discretion, like during duty times? You pick those duty times?
Yes, sir. Volunteer, they have required 16 hours a month to, in order to keep their reserve status.
Okay. And then what about equipment?
For the most part, if we have it budgeted, we can we'll do that. But some most of the time, they have their own duty belts and stuff like that. Reserve deputies can help supply that aspect of with their own duty belts and weapons and things of that nature.
Is that? I just want to get clarification on this because the sheriff's office, I think they
uniform.
How do they do it?
I think you're going along that uniform.
So, like the sheriff's office, do y'all have reserves?
Yes.
And do y'all budget equipment for them?
No.
I'm just trying to understand this, if somebody can help me understand it. The sheriff's office, they don't budget equipment for reserves. But y'all, I'm trying to, can somebody help me understand that?
Patrick, do we, for the constables, do we pay for that?
We'll have to look and see if we have paid for it. I don't know, unless it's spelled out, we would pick it up.
We tried to put the names down. Not aware of seeing the reserves.
It's not tied to any contracts, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I guess what I'm going is that the sheriff's office, you know, they, I think the reserve deputies purchase their own equipment and uniform, everything. The county doesn't do that for the sheriff's office. So I'm just trying to get some uniformity here and understand this process if somebody can.
Yeah, we can double check. I mean, what we
just, I'm not against the reserves. I want you to know that because they do. I was a reserve at one time, and they do a great job. I just want to make sure there's some uniformity in there and how that is processed and handled. If Patrick, you can get some information on that.
Yeah, we'll just see if we can pay the money out from the reserve.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right, under county auditor, item A is consider and approve the bilateral amendment number one and contract modifications from the Texas Department of Family Protective Services in Jefferson County for the Title IV Any Child Welfare Services. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.50 expense to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for November insurance reimbursements. Item Z is to consider and authorize county judge to execute a statewide automatic victim notification service grant contract between Jefferson County and the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year September 1, 2019 through August 31, 2020. Item D is to receive and file statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision Correction Program for fiscal year ending August 31, 2019. Item E is considered approved fiscal year 2019 budget transfer to jail for year-end inventory adjustment in the amount of $41,686. Item F is considered approved budget transfer for indigent health year-end inventory adjustment in the amount of $12,200. Item G is regular county bills check numbers 465-141 through 465-370 for the period ending 11-5-19 and check number 465-371 through 465-626 for the period ending today. That motion on those items under auditor.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Offer. Any discussion?
Just a question on the $624.07 to the Department of Criminal Justice insurance reimbursement. What is that for?
That? One of Community Supervision's special revenue funds that they have to pay the insurance out of that funding instead of the state paying directly.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we have several items. A, consider possibly approve a resolution extending disaster declaration for tropical storm Melvin concerning section 418.108B of the government code. Item B is consider possibly approve a resolution cast vote for director of board of the Jefferson County Appraisal District for the 2020-2021 term, naming tax assessor. Item C is consider possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Charles Chuck Yoder to Drainage District 6 Board of Directors effective March 13, 2017. Appointment by Commissioner Alford. Item B is consider possibly approve a resolution in support of the nomination of Commissioner Edward Bo Alford to the Urban County Board of Directors. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, file, and release to settle all claims in Jefferson County against Jacob Moses and HMD Inc. for damages to result of county property on October 21st, 2019. Item F is to receive, file, and execute amended professional service agreement with Tim Richardson for ongoing consulting services associated with BBT Partners Horizon Walker. Then motion on those items under commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I've had a couple of inquiries from constituents, and you can just give me the answer I need to tell them. And I don't know if Commissioner Senegal's got any of these calls as well, because his name was mentioned as well.
Wow.
On DD6 board, they've asked why Precinct 2 and 3 does not have a representative on the board.
From my knowledge of it, it's just like it is with the emergency services districts. When they're not in your area, you know, that's how it was set up before. And when I came on, it was a Commissioner Coconos had two appointees, and the judge had two appointees to that board. And then Commissioner Coconos, then I had one appointee to the board. A senior commissioner in the area where it was affected, that's where it was set up all the time. Something like the emergency services district, you can look at those. Because there's a couple of emergency services districts, I think members like me, I don't have a appointee down in your area. And I think what Commissioner Arnold is, I don't have an appointee over there in that area.
But I guess they were thinking is the water's moving through Hampshire and the Fannett area, so why is there not a person there? But I mean, I understand where you're going with that.
Plus, I don't want any more blame. I got enough.
And on that, I'm correcting something that was said inadvertently. There was the times for those individuals to go off were at the same time, and it's not correct. When I appointed somebody to replace Judge McNicholas, he passed away, and his time didn't expire until 19. So that's why I wanted to make sure we correct that and rectify any problems that. But I have another question along that line, and that is on the monies that we get from deep water. I know we have been using it in certain areas. It doesn't have latitude where we can, as a court, spend that money in some areas that direct impact things that are going on right now.
Not yet, but we can go after that. We can put in more requests than we have, but all the money we've received so far have been for the siphon of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway and the restoration of the beach steam system, which we just got our core permit for Friday before last. So
I mentioned that because I think we need to kind of think along those lines.
Send me any projects and I'll get applications in.
Okay.
Judge, I would report to Mr. Richardson, and he's done a great job for us in the past. I think last year when his renewal came up, we talked about it probably in the last year, but apparently things have changed. Can you elaborate a little bit on the purpose?
And I think we've got like 164 of that in.
All right.
And we're going after more money for drainage.
Okay, so we have some other things he has working on our issues. Okay. Just want to qualify. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under engineering, item A, consider possible approval of replat of portion of lot one and lot two, block six of the Garden Villas addition, and lot 1A and lot 2A, block six of the Garden Villas addition, and the Asahel Savory League, abstract number 46, Jefferson County, located off East Lane, precinct number one. It's in the Beaumont Extraterritorial Jurisdiction, approved by the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission, and has met all of our planning requirements. Item B is to execute, receive, file permanent easement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Lone Star Natural Gas Pipeline LP, Lone Star NGL, reference track number TXJ116.200, easement north of the adjacent to the Green Center Complex, Highway 69, pipeline corridor in parallel and south of Highway 3514. This pipeline project is the distribution of liquids, natural gas, liquids, and propane, and located in precinct two. Item C is to execute, receive, file an overweight vehicle permit number 05-OW19, a road use agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG, Common Facilities Company, LLC, to transport crushed stone and other field material for construction of the relocation of a section of State Highway 87 south of Port Arthur in precinct three. Item D is to enter by authority by the county judge declaring the incorporation of the city of Taylor Landing. All right.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second, Judge.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. And I have a question on item B, Mr. Tappert. I didn't see anything about what Lone Star NGL pipeline was paying for the easement.
I don't have that information with me right now. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can look that up, though, and get it to you. I'm
probably right to table item B.
Yes, sir.
We're going to table item B until next week. That'd
be fine.
Steve, in regards to item D,
yes, sir.
We went out there and did that walkthrough with Mr. Gogay's people. that Elizabeth Drive was the question, the
right.
line.
Right.
With the city of Taylor Landing and how the boundaries were. This rectifies that?
Yes, sir. There was a discrepancy between the drawing
okay.
when the city was incorporated and the description of the meets and bounds.
Okay.
One of them showed that it was in and one of them described it being out.
So this will now, this is my responsibility for Elizabeth Drive, is that correct?
Elizabeth Drive actually runs right down the boundary between precincts two and three. Yeah, and so he can have it. Okay,
so going back to this point, I mean, if that's the direction that the court wishes to go, what do we need to do to correct that to where it shows up on my road inventory? How do we need to, what's the process?
Put the money in my budget and wait until
Well, Commissioner, I think up to this point, it's been a private road.
Yeah.
I know the developer wants the county to take it in, so we need to follow the steps.
So right now it'll be private.
It is.
But we can notate on the plat that the pipe size have to meet the requirements of engineering, right?
Right. Yes.
So in the ditch line.
Right.
So if you would just coordinate with Charlie Moore in my office to make sure that's notated on the plat. So that, you know, somebody didn't go put 12-inch pipes
right.
in front of their house.
Oh, yes.
And then how many feet pipe they're allowed to have, which is 40 feet.
And we are working with the developer on that.
We have a standard form that go with it whenever we take them in, so you make sure that you put the standard there and get all of his questions answered.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Also, Judge, we have some representatives from Port Arthur LNG to kind of explain what this item C is about, if you don't mind.
Excuse me. Essentially, what we're wanting to do.
You have to come up on the podium and state your name for the record, please.
My name is Les Bamberg, and I work for Semper LNG, who is the company that's developing the Port Arthur LNG project. So, what this is about is in order to work on the relocation of a section of State Highway 87, to access our property, we want to utilize about 0.14 miles the county's Keith Lake boat ramp road, off of 87, and then access a road onto our property for movement of crushed stone that will be done as part of the relocation of the highway. And so what we talked to the county about and what's before you is a road use agreement for that section of the county road, plus an overweight permit for the use associated with the use of that road.
Can you elaborate on where you're moving Highway 87? I know I'm aware of it.
So what we're doing is we're relocating over 3 miles of State Highway 87, essentially between the Intracoastal Waterway to the north and the Keith Lake Cut to the south. So that would be between the main part of Port Arthur and Sabine Pass. So that's the area that we're relocating that section of highway. And of course, one of the reasons we're doing that is for the eventual construction of the LNG export project.
Roger. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Judge, I don't know, on item B, if the extra checks up in our office, it's $225,492. So I don't know.
That's for what distance? Do you know? Let me see. I've got it right here.
You're gonna make it, Miss.
I'll be right back.